Condyle resorption is a disturbing development that most frequently occurs in our orthognathic surgery patients. Self-limiting or physiologic condylar remodeling generally may occur, but it usually is not clinically significant. But progressive pathologic resorption can cause relapse, decreased posterior facial height, anterior open bite, and temporomandibular dysfunction. The etiology of progressive condylar resorption in surgical patients is uncertain. A study that examined some aspects of this perplexing condition was published in the April 2018 issue of the Journal of Craniomaxillofacial Surgery. The paper's lead author was Dr. Nunes de Lima and was titled "Evaluation of Condylar Resorption Rates After Orthognathic Surgery in Class 2 and 3 Dental Facial Deformities, a Systematic Review." The investigator's objective was to assess the literature pertaining to condylar morphological changes following orthognathic surgery involving a sagittal split ramus osteotomy, with or without maxillary surgery. A systematic review was performed utilizing three databases to search for studies of symmetrical skeletal class 2 or 3 subjects who received a sagittal split ramus osteotomy. All osteotomies were fixated with screws and/or plates to advance or set back their mandibles. Comparisons were done between the surgery for mandibular advancement, mandibular setback, screw or plate fixation, and whether a Lefort 1 osteotomy was performed, with the outcome of condylar resorption rate and relapse. After screening of 636 initially identified articles, 6 papers were selected for qualitative analysis. No articles were selected for quantitative analysis because of insufficient data. A total of 404 condyles were evaluated in 202 patients, who had a mean age of 23.3 years. The post-operative evaluations ranged from 12 to 16 months after surgery. 5 of the studies utilized CBCT imaging, and 1 used panoramic radiography. After data analysis, the authors reported that the incidence rate of condylar resorption described in the selected studies varied from 0% to 4.2%. The incidence of condylar resorption and magnitude of relapse was small in both mandibular advancements and mandibular setbacks. The incidence of condylar resorption was independent of whether maxillary Lefort 1 surgery was performed. The incidence of condylar resorption trended higher in skeletal class 2 subjects. The type of surgical fixation utilized did not significantly influence the condylar resorption incidence. The authors concluded that progressive condylar resorption and surgical relapses occurred in a small percentage of surgical patients receiving a sagittal split osteotomy, with an apparent trend for higher rates of resorption in skeletal class 2 subjects. Only 3 of the studies were prospective in design, and random control trials were lacking. Thus, the clinical significance of the results of this systematic review are limited. Previous studies have identified a combination of mandibular retrognathia in females, pretreatment condylar atrophy, and subsequent condylar displacement as risk factors for pathological condylar resorption, which was supported by 1 of the papers included in this review. I look forward to longer-term, well-designed future trials to help clarify the risk factors, etiology, and potential treatments for this damaging condition. If interested, the complete paper is published in the April 2018 issue of the Journal of Craniomaxillofacial Surgery.